Who writes to you? I am she who has sometimes worn white gowns, once with a cap removed. They anointed me with water. Stained glass, polished wood, and a steeple. Perhaps the organ sounded a joyful sound when from a font they devoted me to a god. His mighty protection and favor evident in the heavy collection plate, the heirloom lace, delicate threads about my throat. Love was there among the silken neckties, the click of heels and many delicate hands, nails all clean, tanned skin acquired on a towel, lounging, no stain of dirt, no grease, but still each with his own sorrow, or hers. Hope was there, unstated, unknown, that I might grow to sing a song, or to wear my own heels, to have soft, polished hands. God did not take me that day, too late for the supplicant lace. The organ sounded first, and before that, before the font or even the sweet, heavy chord, there was flesh on flesh, warmth, touch, thrilling me full of life. Wind kissed me, ecstatic. Birds, their chorus an envelope wrapping me in a blanket of sound. Warm grass, fresh cut. This God, the God of bodies, of garlic fried and strings plucked, of skin on skin, eyes to eyes, sunrise, the rhythm of waves. She claimed me first. The water was too late. My soul already stained with too many petals, feathers, was not forged for clean hands and antique bonnets. 1 mile away, almost grown, a white gown sequined and cinched around a slender waist, long legs secreted under a full skirt, a heart unseen, almost silent, a soundtrack, musicians in the background. Over a loudspeaker, a name given to me, my father's 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 father announcing eligibility, pedigree, inheritance, complicity. A princess at the ball sipping oblivion, learning forgetfulness. Washed, raised, comported, a false advertisement of virginal myth. A pure gift to another so eligible, an untouched filly ready for taming, for bearing, for purchasing and decorating and nodding, to drown in oblivion, in forgetfulness, with always the right shoes. Pretty furnishings all in a row. The shoes did not fit. Let me out into the night air, hair down, unzipped to just my skin, hands in some soil or rain pouring across my face, licking my cloud-soaked lips, drops melting away forgetfulness. Let me not forget the feathers. After hours in rooms full of cut blossoms artfully arranged, dying, bring me to some rooted place, where fading blooms feed the stems of the next spring, where the open sky can feed what lives, where unprotected, ineligible, except as a fox or an otter rolling through the water and mud, eligible as a cub tumbled with her sister, sunning, chasing, wanting, tasting. Again a gown, a cap, white. My brain, that spongy folded mass, the director of destiny, molded, prepared. A parchment and many speeches to mark, again, eligibility. This one can serve you well and, smiling, do what she is bid. Will dedicate her stardust to deliver your requests, bend her capacity to your will. For a certificate or room service with different scenery but the same faces, well trained to do the work of the highest bidder. To add countless bills to wallets already too fat for a pocket. To use words to protect those who were born protected. To delight those numbed from too much for too long. To maintain, to reinforce what has been. And always with trim nails, soft, smooth fingers, clean. The final white gown, never another. Silk, draped like cut marble and trailing, behind antique tulle to cover the faux virginal visage, as if an unpierced membrane marked sanctity. Solemn vows before the font god, under the same steeple, the same stones where water once was poured, where light streamed through colored glass, where the infant cap was first removed. Promises to the god of neckties and nails, and with a signature, a chaste and hopeful kiss, my one body given, my breath, my skin, exclusively and in perpetuity, to a forever helpmate, to another childish heart, full of good intentions, empty of knowledge, unable to predict, but hoping some unknown thing. Tip, tap, tapping, years, sitting in recirculated air, the low hum, the glow of the screen, counting pieces of gold, the heaviness of imagined certainty, miles of reports, read or unread, lining shelves to announce expertise. And at night, oblivion. By glass or by screen, not the wind caress, the dance of trees, no communion with the red bird or the grass, just eating, consuming, titillation, being consumed, forgetting. Trained at a full table with cutlery just so, and always more if you're hungry. Trained to avoid eyes, different eyes, man eyes, bloodshot, needy eyes, darker eyes. The children ask about the man holding a sign. We roll up the window and don't stare. Not yet wise, but wiser. Seeing now that I learned a fear of eyes, of rough sounds and want. To always know warmth when it is cold and cold when it is warm. A thermostat to maintain perpetual comfort. I am gifted with hamburgers, my way, at any time. And I can purchase with my carefully counted gold the costume of anyone I choose to seem to be. And never mind poison in the water or that bees no longer buzz. I can change costumes as the magazines direct. The waist, after all, must lower and raise to feed the engine. Long protected by the god of the font, still protected. I cannot swallow. My throat will close, but between neck and stomach, breath is hard to find. Surrounded by the power of the font god, the tapping heels, the shiny chrome of expensive cars, the plywood adding room after room to tiny fortresses filled, the pillows matching, the closets ordered. A titmouse, my favorite, lives in a hole in the maple outside the window. The wind moves the leaves that will soon change color and fall. Berries appear on the dogwood. I kneel. I wish to lie, pressing the length of my body against the ground, to feel the wind, the sun, the rain, the ants, or what might find me there, to still myself, to remember the God who chose me first, the rooted God, working always in the air, under the dirt, on wings, with paws, finned, luminescent, owning nothing, unowned, looking, feeling, tasting, singing, loving. Amen.